Okay, let's begin. This week's parsha, I wanted to talk about a topic, not entirely, but one little plot of the halacha, the mitzvah, the requirement for a person to recite Birchas HaGoyimel. When a person experiences a miracle, a person experiences, not a miracle, but a person is in danger, and he comes out of danger, so the halacha is, he is required to recite, make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, HaGomel, L'Chayovim, Toivois, Shegmolani, Kol Toiv. Now, what is it?
Toiv.
Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Let's see. Now, I have it here. It's a simon in Shulchan Aruch, simon reishu tes, the second chiluk of Mishmur, the very end. It's a very fascinating, there's an enormous amount of material relating to the bracha, what is called in Shulchan Aruch, the heading of the siman is Birkas Hoidoas HaYochid. That's what it's called in Shulchan Aruch. The blessing of giving thanks, the individual giving thanks. We have times when we as a tzibur give thanks to Hashem, Chanukah, and the Purim, the laying of the Megillah is called Kriyas Zuh Hilula. Pesach, you know, every festival we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Hilula or the Hoidah of the Tzibur. But there's something called the Hodoas HaYochid. It's interesting that even though the title, there's a lot to be said about the titles of the Simonim in Shulchan Aruch. Who wrote these titles? Did the Beis Yosef write the titles?
The New York Post.
Who is the one that put into the Shulchan Aruch the titles for each siman? You have to summarize the entire siman and write the title. What?
Why not the Beis
Yosef? I don't know. It could be. I don't know. Do you have the CD? The title? Could be he did it. I'm not sure. You know, it also tells you Ubo Tes Seifim. Who wrote? How he counted? First, who divided into Seifim? There's a lot to be said about this. I don't know all the part. And there's a whole history about how the Shulchan Aruch came about. You know, the Shulchan Aruch was only meant to, it was meant to be like a kitzur. It was just a summary of the Beis Yosef on the tour. Shulchan Aruch was not ever meant to become a work to be studied in and of itself with the Noisei Kalim. It was meant to be just a synopsis, the cliff notes of the Beis Yosef's work on the tour. And he actually, I think he divided into 30 parts, and you're supposed to go through the entire Shulchan Aruch every 30 days. They sell it as with the calendar to go through the entire, just the Shulchan Aruch, not the Ramah, not the Mishneh Berurah for Archaim, and not, well, you know, the Shach and the Taz and the Adeh, they have, you can buy in the store the whole Shulchan Aruch calendar to go as it was meant to be learned, as his intent was. Any event, there are a lot of things that have been added.
So some of the Shulchan Aruch, they have, all of a sudden you see notes, you know, Dalet, Vav. People don't know what it is. It's a range.
Right? There's a lot of different editions. There are different editions. I'm looking at. Okay, that's not a point. What we hear is called the Birkas Hoidoas HaYochid, the thanksgiving of the individual. So it starts with this. We're not going to go through all the halachas because it's literally infinite. The halachas of Birkas, even though it's very short, it's only a test. One of them is an enormous amount of information here. And the basic rules are Arba'ot Tzrichim L'Hodos. There are four people that have to give thanks to Hashem. Who are the four people? Number one, Yodei Hayam. Kisha'olu Mimena, a person who travels on the seas. And when Kisha'olu Mimena, when he comes up, when he reaches his destination. Is that what the possibility, what it really means? Kisha'olu Mimena, when he ascends from the Yam. Okay, number two is V'holchei Midborios, a person who travels in the desert. Number three, Kishyagil Li Yishuv, when he reaches, when Wei says you have reached your destination, that means that you really say, recite Birchas HaGoyimel. Holchei Mibarios, Umisha Yechoyla Venisha, a person that was ill and was healed, Umisha Hoya Chavush Beveis Hoasudim Viyotz, a person that was captured in prison, he was detained in the prison Viyotz. V'simonech, if you want an acronym, you want a mnemonic to remember. V'chol ha'chayim, all of the living yoduch haselah. The word chayim is the simin. Chayim is chavush, that's the ches. Yud is yisurim. What is the yisurim? If is a chayla. Yam is those which come up from the yam, and mem is midvar. So chayim is rashi tevois. The chavush the base of asurim. Yisurim is a chayla shemisrape. Yam is someone that traveled on yodei hayam, and midvar is the whole chay midvar. Yes. Okay, fine. Now.
What happens is, you know, it's a mess happen, you know, that something falls and he just manages.
Okay, so these are very complex. You're asking a very general question, and the answer to that question is extremely complex. I'm not qualified to answer these questions, and there's an enormous amount of material, and there are many chiluke deos. There's an enormous amount of different opinions on all of these matters. First of all, that's a nace. This is not a nace. This is al derech hateva. Person travels, nothing even happened. A person travels in the desert, nothing happened to him. Safe passage.
The boat sinks and he gets rescued.
That's a separate bracha. Then you make in addition to making the bracha of hagonel lachayavim toivim shoglani kol toiv. You also make a bracha she'asa li neis b'makom hazeh. We're not discussing over here miracles. We're discussing situations of danger, and al derech hateva, he survived. He survived the danger, not through a miracle. He got lucky. I mean, it can go many ways. And he, al derech hateva, came out. Person travels across, the person gets on an airplane, he goes to Eretz Yisrael. So what was the worst thing that happened to him? Is that the dessert that they served him was not to his liking. That was the only discomfort he suffered when he traveled to Eretz Yisrael. The dessert, he didn't get the dessert that he wanted in his airplane food. Everything else went Baruch Hashem fine. The plane took off on time, it landed on time. There was no incident on the plane. He had a wonderful flight. He enjoyed the movie.
Not everybody.
Everything went well, what?
Not everybody, I think.
Right, so modern day, do you make a bracha? This is not I want to focus on, but when you go on a plane, do you make a bracha when you reach your destination? So there are so many opinions. First of all, why should you? You'll say this is what it's called Yorde Hayam. Chazal almost had Ruach HaKodesh. You have to go down into the Yam. When you go on over the seas on an airplane, that's Oyle Al Hayam. That's not Yorde Hayam. You go in a boat, the boat is submerged in the water. Yer de ayam. So you travel in the airplane.
There's also pirates, or there's also...
Even just the seas, the dangers, just to travel on the ocean is a very... Forget about the sakan of pirates. Just to travel across a body of water is a dangerous experience. It's a dangerous event. Is the ship fit to travel across the water? You know, there could be a storm, person gets seasick there, so you can get lost very easily, you have to know how to navigate. There are a million things that can go wrong. Person's putting his life in his hands when he goes and he travels across a river. Well, here it says a yam, don't say a river, there's a whole shalom bear halach. It's literally infinite. Some of the different opinions are the modern day, how we take this and we apply this to modern day. Some will say you only make the bracha when you have to travel across an ocean. And number two, you only make one bracha, only when you come back. Yeah, on the round trip. Some say, no, you should make two brachas, when you arrive and when you come back. Some want to say, what if you travel domestically? You travel from New York City to California, to LA. Do you make a bracha? Some say, why not? It's no different than the whole thing in Boreas. What? Exactly. So it's Holchem in Boreas. Some say just the fact that you're in the airplane, that itself is considered to be a schadun.
It has to do with your percentage of risk you take.
Okay, you're saying a svara. Some want to say, I found something very interesting, is that some want to say the only time you make a bracha when you travel in the airplane is when you travel to a different country. When you travel to a different country, there's always a danger. You know, what are they going to do to you? Once you're outside, you know, you're a citizen of the United States of America, you know the system, and you have certain rights. Every country supposedly takes care of their own people. They take care of you. When you go and you're an American citizen, you find yourself in another country, you don't care about you. You're an American. What are you doing over here in the UK? What are you doing over here in Sweden, in Denmark, in Czechoslovakia?
That went over the ocean.
Okay, so let's
Canada,
say
Mexico.
So let's say you go to Mexico. You go down south, Mexico, mm-hmm. You go to Canada. You didn't go over any ocean. So now you're in a new country. That's an added dimension of danger. I traveled in a plane. Maybe traveling in a plane is not enough because you're really traveling over civilized territory. And when you travel in the desert, there's no one to call. There are no in the time. The only difference between our days and those days is in those days in time of Chazal, they had smartphones and they had internet. There were just no cell towers in those days. That's the only difference. Holchem in Barrios, you have the best smartphone. Those days, can you imagine, they didn't have cell towers along the road. Today we have cell towers. It's a joke. But what?
They were coming down from Canada. You lost cell towers. They lost cell towers and they went off the road.
Right.
There's no, they're off the grid. Okay, so you're going in a place where there is no communication. How exactly do we modernize what it says in the words of Chazal? Some people are very strict. It says here four examples. That's it. Let's say a person is in battle. Let me ask you a simple question. A person is in battle. He's defending his country, and he's the Chayalim in Eretz Yisrael. This is a very big Chayalim. In Eretz Yisrael, it was all the Rabbanim, soldier, IDF. He goes, he's called up, and he does his service. When he finishes his shift, does he make Birkas HaGoyma?
He was a Makom Sakana.
So what is called Makom Sakana? Just the very fact that you're a soldier, you're a target.
Janine is Makom
Sakana. Just the fact, even that, let's say you're in Yerushalayim, you're in the old city. Just the fact you're wearing a uniform, and you have a weapon on you, and you have your, you are a target. You are a target for terrorists. That's Mitzvah. Okay, so when he finishes his shift, does he make a Birkas HaGoyma? Not so partial. Some places in Taka say you do. Let's say you go to Gaza. Let's say, like you say, you go to Jenin, you go to the West Bank, you go to Dayton, and nothing happens.
On a mission.
Let's say you're in Hebron. You're driving those jeeps.
You drive the wrong road through.
You're finished.
To Abu Ghosh.
You're finished, exactly. So let's say you go to Hebron, right? You go to Kevaroch. The Kevaroch, they look pretty serious, some of those soldiers. They're in these armored vehicles. And sometimes, you know, they look very nervous. They watch their back. The neighborhood is a dangerous neighborhood. And even though they built this whole fortress, there's always things going on. I was there a couple times. They told everyone, go inside. They're acting up, the chayos. They're acting up, and they told everyone, go inside. Go inside. Don't stand outside. Even though there's a fortress around the whole place, go inside. But they're not going inside. They're staying outside. So when their shift is over, do they make a Birkas HaGoyma? Some places can say they do. With the shame of Malchus. Can you imagine how many times they make a bracha?
What about if you are released from jail, but you committed a terrible crime?
Okay, so there's another big topic of discussion. This is very interesting now, with January 6th, I was just reading about it yesterday, is Mishnah Berurah says the only time a person makes a bracha when he was released from prison, if he was in prison for murder. If they accused him of murder, whether he committed the murder or not, I don't know.
Only if there's a death penalty involved.
So if a person has been accused of murder, then automatically it means that they won't kill him. If he's in the prison...
In the United States?
Oh, so we would think so, right? So you would think, go back a couple of years ago, you would think in America, they have these big, beautiful prisons. Believe me, it's not so nice when
it's
on.
I still laugh. But you're not in danger of death necessarily, unless there's a death penalty.
A lot of things.
They can kill you, man. They can kill you in jail.
January 6th, something happened in this country, okay? And there are people. There are people that are locked away. It's incredible. They're still searching. They're still arresting people. What happened? And yes, I read in the news yesterday that there's one particular person who is locked away in solitary confinement, and the judge and the family is very worried about him. A healthy person, he did nothing. At least they claim he did nothing, and he's locked away for no apparent reason. He hasn't presented any charges, and the government's playing games, and they really suspect that he's very sick. that his health has deteriorated, and the judge yesterday ordered he said he's going to arrest, give a warrant for the arrest of the warden, and to hold the people. I want to see the health records. I want to know what's going on. Present to the family a doctor's report of what is his state of health. They're really afraid that he's dying.
Rabbi, can you turn more to the microphone?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. They're really the family is really afraid, and they refuse to hand over to tell what is his condition. This is America. How does this happen in America? Even to the most hardened criminals.
Hardened criminals get the best treatment.
They get better treatment than most people get. And what's going on with this guy? What are this guy? For political reasons, you have a political agenda, you want to go make a carpet, what's going on over here? This is America. So you see over here, just going to prison in the best country in the world, this pikuach nefesh. If a judge has to go, read it on the news, just type in some words, you'll find this on the news. Yesterday, the judge, if I don't get a report of what is his state of health immediately, I'm going to have all of you arrested. You, the people who arrest people, I'm going to have you arrested. What's going on in this America? How did it even get to this point where a judge has to go tell a person who's in prison, I want to see what's going on doing with his state of health? So, wow, you know, when Chazal say a person is in prison and he comes out alive out of prison, you know, you would think a couple of years ago, not in America. This can't happen in America. You know, not so poshut. What did he do? He didn't kill anyone. And over here it says in the Mishnah Berurah, the only time a person makes a bracha when he comes out of prison is if he was put in prison because he was accused of murder. So if you're accused of murder, there's a very high chance they'll kill the person no matter what.
What happens if he did murder? I'm talking about a guy who is chayiv.
Who is chayiv misa?
I know such a person.
Yeah.
He murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Cool story. So he's in jail.
He's an avarian.
He gets released.
He's an avarian.
He's soon going to be released in about 8 years. He's going to be released. So
does he make a bracha when he comes out? Did he do teshuva?
Did he do teshuva? I don't know.
So he's an avar. He's an avarian.
Stick him with a knife.
Your hands, your hand.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't. Okay, let's go.
Why not?
There are many opinions. The Mishnah presents a lot of these. There are some who are of the opinion that when it says over here there are four things, that is it. Four things, nothing more. And you have to be, there are those, and even in that interpretation, there are many opinions that say that you have to be a very strict interpretation of these four opinions. It has to be Yerde Hayam, it has to be Holche Midbarios, it has to be Cholev Minisrape, and Cholvash Bebeis Soasurim, and even in each one, you have to be very, very strict in this interpretation. What about everyone else? You got a problem? Don't you make a bracha every single day? Hagomel Chasodim Toivim Liano Yisrael? That's not enough for you? Every single day, don't you say every day in Shemon Eshrei, Moedim Anachnu Lach? Don't you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevayroch? There are hundreds of blessings. There are blessings all over Tefillah, which you express thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chasadim, for the kindness, for your survival, for the fact that you're alive.
How about Mizmor
L'Soida? What? Mizmor L'Soida. Exactly. The whole purpose, this was, these brachas are connected to bringing the carbon tamid. So do you hear, what do you want to go? Do you want to go up to a new notch, go up many notches, to make a special bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Sheimu Malchus, in front of 10 people, in front of a tzibur, Hagoymel Lachayavim, Hashem bestows kindness upon the guilty. By the way, when you make this bracha, you're doing something very unique that you're not doing. People shouldn't be running to make a Baruch HaSagoymel. Because when you make this bracha, you are basically confessing in front of the entire tzibur, I am guilty. When you make the bracha Hagoymel Chasodim Toivim Li'amo Yisrael, which is almost exactly the same thing, there's one thing you leave out. I'm a tzaddik. I didn't do anything wrong. What?
What are you guilty of?
What you're guilty of, averos. We have a belief, emuna, that if Hashem does not bring harm upon a person unless he deserves it. Nothing happens just by chance. Everything that happens, a person was in a matzav of sakana. It means that he has committed some avera. No one can say it to you. You can't go tell him, oh, you did this avera, and therefore you're a Russia, this, chas v'sham. But a person has to be honest with himself and acknowledge, in tzadik bo'aretz, asher yaseh tov lo yechetah, and the fact that I went through this experience and I came out alive, Baruch Hashem, I came out alive, but I have to acknowledge, how did this happen to me? How did it happen? I want to go on vacation. So that's part of the problem. You want to go on a vacation, you go on a plane, and you know, so you...
Right, these are all optional journeys, they're traveling.
So,
these
are very tough questions. That's why these are very tough questions. Can you really even make a bracha? If you do it, if you go, you put yourself in some kind of for no good reason. Person has no choice. I have no choice. I have to go travel to Eretz Yisrael. I have to go for whatever the reasons are. I have no choice. I have to see my family. So now I'm in Sakana. I'm new. So that's how Hashem made the world. I have to be in Sakon, I have to do this, and I have to thank Hashem. But there's something very critical about understanding Birch Sagoy. When a person makes Birch Sagoy, no, why? Didn't you say today, Baruch Hu, you came late to davening? You didn't say, Baruch Hu, es Hashem HaMavoyroch. You didn't go and say, Agamelch, Chasodim Tovim Li Amoi Yisrael. You didn't say, Moedim Anachdulach. You didn't say, Moedim Derabanan. What do you have to go get up and make a new bracha
in front of? Some people say, it wasn't 10 people.
What?
It wasn't 10 people. You said it to
them. So first of all, Birchas HaGoymel, Me'ikar HaDin does not need to be said in front of 10 people. Me'ikar HaDin can even be said, with Machmir, but Me'ikar HaDin can even be said, B'Shem U'Malchus alone, privately. Believe it or not. We don't do that. If you're going to do it privately, so you're supposed to say it in Aramaic. You're supposed to say it not B'Shem, you say it in Aramaic, which is almost, so there's so many halakhas, so we can't go through the halakhas, but it can be said in private. There is one major yisoid in Birchas HaGoymel, and that is, when you recite Birchas HaGoymel, you're also confessing. There's also an element of vidui, of guilt. I'm a guilty person.
It's a generalization.
What?
Because we're all fighting.
Right, but here there's a difference between Yom Kippur when everyone is saying Ashamu, Bogam, everyone is singing, oh Sham, and I smell it, and we're all doing it together. Here, can you imagine, in the middle of Shul, in front of a whole tzibur, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10 people, Rabbi Sai, I want everyone here to know, I am a sinner.
I just got out of jail.
No, that's not. Can you imagine? Why don't you do it in English? Get up in front of the whole shul. The rabbi gives a clap. Rabbi Sai, one of our members wants to make an announcement. Could everyone please have his attention? Quiet. Everyone sit down and listen carefully. And the person in English says, Rabbi Sai, I want to let you all know, I am a terrible Baal Avera. I have done terrible averos.
You're not supposed to believe it.
Terrible averos.
You're not supposed to believe it.
Right away, all of this, he has children, shaduchim, finished. No one's going to want to be mashadik with him anymore.
But he's got cash.
What?
He's got cash.
Oh, okay. Who would do it? Who would be mevaza themselves in front of the entire shul? Everyone please be quiet during Kriya Sator. I am a choyte umachti. No one would do this. I'm a chayte. Who would do this? No one would do this. We're so brainwashed. Yeah, this is a mayla. Make a sagayna. Who else wants to make a sagayna? We think it's a mayla. It's no mayla. It's a busho chlima to say bircha sagayna. Hagoymel lachayovin to those who are guilty. By the way, a child. If a child is deathly ill, mamish is already kamat. In the next world, and he miraculously recovers. Does a child or does the father make Birchas HaGoymel? No, he does not. Not the father, not the child. Why not?
For a wife either.
The wife, no, the wife does. The wife, the father, that's a different story. The wife, your leg is different story. Does the father make a bracha for which the child make the bracha? Absolutely no. You know why? The child is not a chayim. No one can say, Hashem, my child is a sinner. And he deserved this punishment, and Baruch Hashem, he survived. What are you saying? Garbage. Your child is a sinner? A child is a sinner? What did the child do that he deserves this? We don't know Hashem's ways. You cannot open your mouth and say, a child cannot say, I'm a chayim. The Torah says, Chazal say, a child, until he's bar mitzvah, is not responsible. And even after he's bar mitzvah until he's 20 years old, even then it's a chiddush. We do say hagamel lechayavim, but even that's a chiddush. Because until a person is 20 years old, he's not a bar oinshin. So your father wants to do it for him? Who are you to go say about your child that he's a sinner? There's no such thing of a child saying, Birchas HaGoymel. Because we're missing the whole people, because we're missing the whole boat. Birchas HaGoymel is, you really want to say Birchas HaGoymel? You really want to publicly get up in front of the tzibur and say that you're a chayev? And that's so simple. And even if you have no busha, which we don't have, no one has busha today, we have no busha, didn't you already say loyvim today? You could say tomorrow. Didn't you say, how many times do you give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your daven? You want to daven for the amud? So we'll let you daven shachris. You can daven mincha, and you can say moidim anachnu lach in front of 10 people when everyone lands amen to Yishmon Eshet to the Chazar Sashatz. You want to go and make up your own bracha, say a whole bracha, baruch, l'shem u'malchus. You know, there are 10 commandments. And it says, v'sisa eshem Hashem elokecha lashav. Don't say Hashem's name in vain. Who asked you? So there are many people who are of the opinion, whoever told people every time they get on an airplane, they should come to Shul and say Birchas HaGoymel. Is the Zohar that it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's Yerdei Hayam, Holchem in Boros, Chodesh Nisrape, Chodesh that comes out of prison, take, and from those things, let's take a very strict interpretation of what those means. Time of Chazal, when you went in the Yam, you were really in danger, because if the ship sinks, there's no rescue crew coming to go and find you. No one even knows you disappeared. No nothing. There's no nothing. Today, even Chazal, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you travel on the sea today in an area where there are other ships, you don't make the bracha. Because if your ship goes down, they'll see you. Someone will come to rescue you. You only make the bracha hol chayam in the part of the sea where there's no one watching. You go and you travel and go in the desert, only a place in the desert where there are robbers. If you go in a place where it's safe. Today, Baruch Hashem, an hour now where we travel, even though it's dangerous, no one's going to deny the fact that going in a car today can be lethal. Okay? Car
today. It's much more dangerous than the plane.
It is more dangerous. The plane is very dangerous. But if those who take a very strict interpretation, Chazal did not say a person goes in a car. Going around the corner is a sakana. Going on the corner. Chazal spoke about going into the Yam, going into the desert. Going into a car, going into an airplane, is that called going on the Yam, going on the desert? No, it's not. And even if you do go on the Yam and desert today, an airplane has transponders. They'll come look for you. They'll do this, they'll do that. The plane, the technology today, believe in the science. You believe in the science that the airplanes today are safer than walking down the street. Okay? I mean, statistically. So. There are so many reasons why a person should not have to make Birchas HaGoymel today. And you're dealing with, think of the reasons why not. You're dealing with the Bracha Levatollah. You're saying Shem HaShem for no reason. And number two, you've been mevazeh yourself, Barab. We don't encourage people to be mevazeh themselves, Barab, and declare, I'm a sinner. HaGoymel LaChayavim. You, Hashem, have bestowed kindness upon evil people like me who have done terrible things and deserve to be removed, and you've done kind, good things. You've allowed me to survive. That's not an ideal thing to promote. Chazal only promoted these things in four very specific halachas. It comes from the carbon toida. A person brought a carbon, or bring a carbon toida is even a bigger problem because it's chul and boazara. Are you going to tell me every time a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, gets on an airplane, they come to Eretz Yisrael, they bring a carbon toida? I'm only bringing this because I flew here, I arrived here safely. So I'm bringing a carbon toida. If you bring a carbon for the wrong reason, then it's chulin boazara. Chulin boazara, the zechi of misa b'dei shamayim. To bring chulin animal that's chulin in the Beis HaMikdash.
First could be make a
voluntary, bring a carbon shlamin, not a carbon toida. A carbon toida is only offered for four reasons, these four reasons. A person doesn't just come to the base, here's a carbon toida, Hashem. I want to thank you. You want to bring a carbon? You bring a carbon shalomim. Carbon toida have been 40 breads.
It's a
form of a shalom, but you cannot bring it voluntarily. A shalomim, you bring a toida, there are 40 breads. You bring chametz. The whole base HaMikdash was a Pesach kitchen, because all karbonas can only be matzah. Every carbon, everything is matzah. You want to bring a carbon toida, that's a nightmare for the Kohanim, because you're bringing chametz into the Pesach to the kitchen.
30
months. 10, 10, 10, 10. So in the Beit Thomas, they wouldn't be so swift to allow a person to bring a carbon toida. So now you want to go bring, you bring a, say a bracha levatala. So bracha levatala leisisa, you know, it doesn't say there's going to be a chiv misa de shemayim, but it's not a play, thing to play around with. And you also want to go be misvadeh, publicly, publicly be mevaze yourself. Maybe you can do it for yourself. What about your wife, your children? You want them to write in the New York Times, so-and-so has confessed. He acknowledges that he is guilty of corruption.
Maybe that's okay? That's what it used to be, strict interpretation of it.
Would any
guy is proud, you know, I'm a world traveler, you know, they come in, I'm here from Eretz Israel.
So, who says he make... On the other hand, it's fairly common today. We're very generous in our understanding of these four things, and we're very generous. And Mimela, we say we make brachas to every danger a person finds himself in. I'll give you another interesting, case before we go. Is what about an adult, a male adult who has a bris mila? This halacha psuka. A male adult, you have a person who's a baal teshuva, chayzer b'shuva. He becomes a baal teshuva when he's 25 years old. And he realizes he does not have a bris milah. So, the first thing you have to do is a bris milah. A 25-year-old adult having a bris milah is not such a simple thing. Maybe you'll say today it's not such a bad thing. Today they have a local anesthesia and they have this. Okay, fine. The halach is a person, a male adult who has a bris milah, he makes a bris agoyma. Okay, that's the halach.
Because of the milah?
Yeah, not at the milah when he recovers. When he recovers from the bris milah, he has the bris milah, a whole ceremony.
It's an aberration.
It's an aberration.
So what's that different if somebody had an extraction, a tooth extraction,
A person has root canal. Do you make a birchas hagdama of root canal?
It's a true matter. You know that it's a
So there are many, many opinions. What it says here in the Mishnah Berurah is it has to be a sickness where you have to lie down. You have to take off from work. You have to lie on your bed. Person doesn't feel well, so he has a lighter schedule. He doesn't go to sleep. If the person...
General anesthesia, they lie him down.
That's anyone that has general anesthesia, that's finished. For sure you make a birchas hagoyma. Or localized, a colonoscopy. Does the person make birchas hagoyma or a colonoscopy? I don't see people doing it. People getting colonoscopy every single day. Everyone getting that one little day. I don't recall in shul all the years. Yeah. General anesthesia, colonoscopy. They give you general anesthesia most of the time.
Not general.
What?
Not general.
What do they give you?
It's a different type of. It's a crazy type of anesthesia, which I didn't believe in until I saw it.
Yeah.
The person is totally awake and aware. They're screaming. They're yelling, and I've seen it. They walk out, they go, no, it's great. They have total amnesia of what happened.
I don't know. It depends. The people that I know had, they had general anesthesia. And not likely they put you out for weeks, for days. Anesthesia is a very dangerous
LSD.
Drug. It's a very, it's people don't realize how dangerous anesthesia is.
It's more dangerous than the surgery.
What?
Anesthesia
is an extremely dangerous substance.
It is
the surgery.
It is not the surgeon who kills the patient.
Anesthesiologist. It's true. It's 100% true. People, it takes them longer to recover from the anesthesia than from the surgery. Even a complex surgery, where they really do major work inside, and it takes them longer to recover from the anesthesia. And part of the calculation is it's very dangerous to keep a person under anesthesia for a significant period of time. Yeah, they did surgery. He was in surgery for 30 hours. Rachmana Litzlan, the anesthesia for 30 hours. That's the big sakana.
People take anesthesia very lightly. I've been fighting this for 30 years.
All right, let's not get into a medical discussion. But this is a very complicated...
They want the elderly. People should know. People want the elderly. They're in a nursing home, and that's what I dealt with. And they say, oh, just pull the tooth. We'll pull it out with general anesthesia. I said, are you out of your
mind?
And the family members don't cop. They don't understand.
It's the most
dangerous thing to do.
So these are very serious things, and the person recovers. This was he said in the Rovi in the Dirshu. He says beferisha from the Gedolim Yisrael, an adult, a male adult, 20 years old, whatever, any adult, even a bar mitzvah boy who has a bris milah as an adult, So the bris milah is a bris milah. When he recovers from the bris milah, he makes a birchas hagoyna. Okay, I can tell you, all the years, I never ever recall in the Beis HaKnesses someone making a birchas hagoyna, and I find out he had a kalanaskif. And don't tell me no one in the whole shul here didn't have a kalanaskif in all these years. Okay, no way, no way. How come you don't hear about them? Yeah, oh, he went there, he came back, sometimes, oh, he was in a fender bender, serious car accident, all these car accidents, and Eretz Yisrael. No one here in the whole shul in 30 years had a colonoscopy? I don't know the answer. Obviously, you don't want to publicize something. There's a certain sensitivity. You don't want to publicize certain things.
You're embarrassed.
Why? It's like to be embarrassed of. You seem to be embarrassed of. Take care of your health. Don't be embarrassed of. But somehow there's a certain bush that people are looking for excuses to avoid embarrassment. But when it comes to, oh, I went to Eretz Yisrael,
yeah, right.
And I want to say, on both sides, I am
a
choite. L'goyne l'chayov. That's a serious statement. We don't appreciate how serious.
They came back.
We don't appreciate how serious that is.
How
we don't appreciate. It's, what?
How many people said Edge Gomer when they had COVID? A lot of people did.
They did. They're not they did. 100%. 100%. 100%. I'm not going 100. By a dozen. Okay.
But that's not the mindset of the people, you know, that they
are. But the Mishnah basically says, the choyla has to be where you are. You have to lie down in your bed. I don't feel well. I need to rest. I need to lie down. Now, to what degree? Today we're very sensitive people, so we'll lie down for almost anything. But it's a sickness which forces the person to rest, get bed rest. That means right there. Okay, even go through. I want to go on to a new thing, which is really very interesting. I didn't really plan to go through all these. Well, let me just finish up this thing with the busy life. Interesting. What about one more last case? A ger.
Oh, well,
an adult ger.
Is this related to
the parasha? I didn't get to the parasha yet. We're so behind. I'm going to get to the parasha in 1 second. I'll come down in 1 second.
Okay, this
one more interesting thing.
Topic.
This is part of the parasha. I'll show you how where it comes to the parasha in a moment.
Okay.
Because we spoke about this. About a ger having a bris milah. Remember, we spoke on Monday. Monday we spoke about this week's parasha is bris milah, and we spoke about that a ger, the bris milah of a ger is different. It's a whole different type of bris milah. If an adult Jew has a bris milah, when he recovers, he makes a birchas hagoyna. But the halach is a ger tzedek who has a bris milah as an adult, when he recovers, does not make a birchas hagoyna. Why not? Because when he received the bris milah, he wasn't Jewish yet. The Judaism comes upon him when he goes to mikvah. And the mikvah is the very end. The procedure is, again, tzedek has a bris milah, and then he recovers. He has to fully recover from the bris milah. And after he fully recovers from the bris milah, he is interrogated by the Beis Din, and then he has to be makabel upon himself in front of the Beis Din all of the mitzvahs, and then in front of the Beis Din he goes into the mikvah.
Already recuperated.
They do not interrogate him and ask him questions to ascertain his sincerity in becoming a Jew until he fully recovers from the bris milah or the hatofah stam milah. And then he goes into the mikvah, and then he is a full-fledged Jew. So when he had the bris milah and was in a matzav of sakana, he wasn't Jewish.
Does the Kabbalah's Kol HaMitzvahs have to be after the milah?
After the milah. The Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs is after the milah. No, it's
after
the milah.
After.
It's after the milah. It's at the time, basically,
yeah,
the time
when
he goes into the mikvah.
So he's still not keeping Shabbos.
That was what we discussed. Between the time of the bris milah and go, that's what we discussed this week. Between the time of bris milah
and kabbalas mitzvahs.
No, then he. I don't think he does. He does not. I don't know. Let's stop. One thing is, the big dilemma that we had was
after Kabbalah's
HaMitzvah is before the mikvah. That was our discussion this week, which is mashma, that before the Kabbalah Samitzvahs, he does not keep Shabbos.
Right.
He does not. He goes to mikvah. He has to wait like a week. They wait for a week, something like that, until he fully recovers. And then, and during that week, he does not keep Shabbos. And then he's mekabel the mitzvahs, and immediately thereafter he goes into the mikvah. So our Shalom was a very unique case where he was mekabel the mitzvahs, and then he went to the mikvah. The mikvah was out of order. Out of order! And there was nowhere to go to the mikvah already. It was right before Shabbos began. It was too late to go to the mikvah. So then the Shalom was, what does he do on this Shabbos? So before the before Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he does not observe Shabbos. So why doesn't he make a Birchas HaGoyimel when he recovers? Because he wasn't Jewish. You can't say Hagoimel Lachayovin. He's guilty. He wasn't Jewish. He wasn't Jewish. He wasn't a Jew. So the whole term of Chayovin does not apply. This term that you say in Birchas Hagoimel, Hagoimel Lachayovin Toivois, the guilty, there have many dimensions. It's a confession. Number two, you have to be a person who can be Chayiv. A child is not Chayiv. A goy is not chayev. So the nusach of the bracha in and of itself exempts them from the possibility of reciting the bracha. That's a very important insight. Okay, now let's go to the next part. Next part is, what is the ideal way to do the Birchas HaGoyimel? So the Mishnah, the Mechaber says, you should do it, it's all the Gemara, and okay, I don't know the reasons why, I'll read you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Tzarech levarech bracha zoy, Bifnei asora, in front of 10 people. Why? Pirsum. It's like pirsum enisa. It's not a miracle, but you want to, when you give haidah, you want to go do it in public. And here it says something very interesting, which requires understanding. The Gemara. Utrei minayu rabbanon. The Mechaber says that of the 10 people, two of the 10 people should be talmidei chacham. Should be people in the category of rabbanon. And why? It's a pasuk. It's basically a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chsev." It says in the pasuk, "V'roimemuhu b'kahal am." You shall praise Hashem in an assembly of people. "U'v'moshav zikenim yehalleluhu." And in front of an assembly, a sitting of zikenim, elders, yehalleluhu, you shall praise Hashem. So the word zikenim. Chazalon zokein mi shekono chochma. A zokein doesn't mean a person who's 100 years old. Zokein means a person who's a talmid chacham. Ze shekono chochma.
It's got to be male.
The talmidei chachamim, a zokein.
One would hope.
Okay.
You do it for women. Let's see. Women.
The Ikra the Mishnah Berurah says that Ikra did a woman. She should do it in front of women. The Mishnah Berurah says in front of women should make the Birchas HaGoyimel in front of women. One of ten women, really nine women and one man. There should be one man present. I don't know all the details. A lot of details over here in these halachas. In front of 10 women, she could also be one of them. She could be one of the 10, and they could all be women, but there should be at least one man. I guess her husband. I don't know. That's what it says. Now, by the way, the Mechaber seems to say that the Mishnah Berurah also says you need a grand total of 10 people. You are one of those 10 people, the person who's making the bracha. So that means you need 9 more, and 2 of those 9 should be talmidei chachamim, or v'moshav zikedim. What qualifies as a talmid chacham? So there's a whole big discussion. Some say a person has to be a poisek, a bal hoira, a person who can render halachic decisions. That's a tall task.
Yeah.
So some say he knows mishnayis. It's another interpretation. He knows nothing, but he's capable that if you were to explain a Mishnah to him, he would understand. He has enough Jewish education, this is a very interesting concept, because if you go to a cemetery, you need a minyan to say a kelmole, or you go, you need a minyan somewhere, are you a sheva brachas? Oh, the waiter, are you Jewish? Yeah, you're Jewish, sit down here, part of Chadasha is... If you would try to explain to a waiter who, you know, I don't want to say anything that nice, you know, a Mishnah or a Pasuk in Chumash, he'll look at you like you're from Mars. So that type of person, he may be good to be a 10th person to say Kaddish, he may be a 10th person for a Sheva Brachas, Panim Chadashais, but he does not qualify as one of the two people that you need to recite Birchas HaGoyimel. L'chadchila, you should really have a person who could render a halachic decision. The next best thing is to have a person that at least he knows how to learn to some degree. And the next best thing is a person who at least had a Jewish education, so that if you were to make an attempt to explain something in Torah, then you would be able to understand, that would qualify. So there is a level of what is required. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you need a grand total of 10, and the grand total of 10 includes yourself, and from those 10, you also can include the two Talmidei Chachamim. He writes under the Dirshu, or maybe I suppose in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says that not everyone agrees with this very lenient approach. Some hold that you need a grand total of 13 people. You have here such a thing, a minion of 13. Trivia. 13. It says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk, read the Pasuk literally. The Makar reciting Birchas HaGomel is, and the Chabad says, V'romemuhu, you shall exalt Hashem b'kahal on, in an assembly. A kahal is 10 people. You're the one that is doing the V'romemuhu. You are the one that is exalting Hashem in front of 10 people. That's already 11 people. And then the pasuk continues, and also uvimoyshav zikenim yahalalu, and there shall also be an assembly, a sitting down of zikenim, and plural, the smallest plural is two. That's an addition. Whoever told you that is included in the number? So you need another two people who are talmidei chachamim. So lechatchil, the best thing is to have 13 people. You have 10 ordinary people, yourself, plus two talmidei chachamim. For a grand total of 13. So whenever someone says we need a minion, and we need 13 people for the minion, that refers to Birchas HaGoymel. Okay, that's not the way the Mishnah Berurah passes, because you don't have that, but the Piskei Teshuvos, okay, that's an addendum, a modern day addendum of which that's not serious. You don't have to take it. For lahadil teru lahadira, we don't pass like that. No one's going to say that. No rabbi is going to say you need 30 people. 10 people. Don't ask too many questions. Everything is good because me'ikir hadin, even one person left. Also, next thing is you should do within 3 days. The bracha should be made within 3 days of recovery from coming out of the danger. 3 days. And
you're included in the 10.
What?
And you're included in the 10.
You're included in the 10, and the Talmidei Chacham are included in the 10. If you're not Talmidei Chacham, very bad. If B'diavad, if you don't have 3 days, try them within 5 days, within 7 days, 30 days, a year, and you can make Birchas HaGoymel B'diavad your entire life. Person went through a surgery 10 years ago, Me'ikar Hadin. Why is it ideal to do it as soon as possible? Because you will be more emotional. So it says, the sooner the better, more kavana you will have when you'll make the beracha. If it happened to you yesterday, you're going to make that beracha with kavana. If you're going to go, I had surgery 10 years ago, I never recited Berachas HaGoymel. It's 10 years ago. Are you really going to make the beracha with kavana? What is your frame? Don't fool yourself. What is your frame of mind? What's your frame of mind?
So you have to be fully recovered.
You have to be fully recovered. You cannot make the bracha until you're fully recovered. That's what's in the Farish. Fully recovered. What is called for being fully recovered? Okay. Everything we know today, Baruch, we know too much. We know too much today. We know science, the average kid in the street knows quite a bit. Ancient people the information is out there. Whether you know or not, a few clicks on your keyboard, there's an enormous amount of scientific information out there today which they did not even know existed, this information, years ago. And you're right, not everyone is educated, not everyone knows Benjamin Lesnol, what's your left hand, your right hand. But today, those who know, and there's an enormous amount of information which makes things much more complicated. It does make things much more complicated, and obviously there are so many different opinions. So I want to get to one main point, which is interesting. Now, why am I telling you all this? I should have said this in the very beginning of the shiur, is because Avraham Avinu this week, there's no one that was in a bigger sakana than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he went to fight a war. Lot, Nishva Achiv, his nephew Lot was captured. Who told him? Oig Melech HaBashan. Oig Melech HaBashan, he was from the deep state. he wanted to marry.
He had an agenda.
Rashi says, he had an agenda. He didn't come to Avram because, I want to do chesed with Avram. I want to go tell you that Lot, he couldn't care less about Lot. He couldn't care less about Avram. He couldn't give a hoot. He wanted Sarai. He liked her. He wanted to marry her. He had an agenda. He comes and tells Avram, go. Guess what? Lot has been captured. Go. Avram goes literally on a suicide mission. There's no other way to describe it. It was a suicide mission by Yorok Eschanichov. 380 men, Rashi says, some say 318, some say it was only one person. Eliezer is Begamatra 318. And he goes, you're going to fight with nine kings. There were five kings. There were four kings. The four kings served the five kings. They rebelled against them. So now they're at each other's throats. He's coming in contact, and he's entering into the middle of a world war between four kings and the five kings. He's getting involved in nine kings. Each one can wipe him out in 1 second.
But he had Morsa coming from Israel.
But the Morsa coming from what?
From Israel.
So
you're asking
another question. Yeah, I didn't realize this. Why did he say Birchas HaGoimel when he came out of Mitzrayim? When he came out of Mitzrayim, he could have died there. Imri lo achosi at, oisi harbu, they'll kill me. You know, you're a hard. I didn't realize this. The only reason why I'm focusing on the case is because where do you find that Avram Avinu? You're saying very good. Where do you find that Avram Avinu, he recited Birchas HaGoimel when he escaped with Sarai alive from Mitzrayim during the famine? So maybe you'll tell me, well, you know, being in Sakon in the palace doesn't fit into the four categories. Into Holchei Ayah, Yoyda Ayah. So that's his journeys.
It's still a dangerous journey.
This is all part of the discussion. But let's right now be very generous. And let's assume that, for the sake of simplicity, that yes, this certainly qualifies the sakana of the palace. You can somehow fit it into the, bring a carbon toida, it fits into the categories. Let's be very generous, it fits in here. And certainly, what about in the Mohammed World War, suicide mission? And he came out alive with quicksand. But it says there, Rashi, that they threw him into quicksand, and he came out of the quicksand. This and that, all these miracles. Where did Avraham Avinu recite Birchas HaGoimel? So there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if you don't want to recite Birchas HaGoimel, someone can say it for you. Someone can say it for you. And in fact, some have a custom that when a person's wife gives birth, you let this, too cold here. Let me talk to you. You let this?
Oh,
exactly. That's the answer. That's the answer. So there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you don't want to say Birchas HaGoimel, someone can say it for you. But they change the nusach. HaGoimel, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the nusach. You change the nusach and you say that Hashem.
Why shouldn't he want to say it himself?
We don't find that he said it. Where did he say it? So we do. What we do find, that Malki Tzedek said it for him. Malki said vayivarechei vayomar baruch Avram lekel elyoyim asher koinei shemayim v'aretz uvaruch Avram.
Avraham first, that was his problem.
Hashem delivered your enemies into your hand. In essence, the words of Malki Tzedek can be understood as Malki Tzedek recited the Birkas HaGoimel on behalf of Avraham. So how come
he did it on behalf of everybody?
He said, Baruch Avraham. Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon. Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon. Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon. I have got to ask, Asher Migein Tzorecha Biyodecha. Wait a minute, Avraham did not say Amen. The Machaber to the rescue. If someone says it for you and you listen to every single word, even if you don't say Amen, perish the Machaber, you're Yotze. So Yimamish, right out of Shulchan Aruch, the case of what the Mechaber is talking about is Mamash Mitar this week. Avraham goes through a Sakonis Nefashis and he survives, and Malki Tzedek, Melech Koyim Lekel Yon, the rabbi makes on his behalf Birkas HaGoyim. Mamash, in front of him.
Is that true by every Shomei
Kai? Yes, it is.
If you don't have to say,
if you only have to have kavanah, you have to have kavanah. Yes, it is true. Every kavanah, you should say amen. You should say. You told me that story. You didn't say amen. But here's mechaber's beferish. The mechaber says beferish that you yotze.
He wasn't listening either.
What?
That person wasn't even
listening. But okay, he Malki Tzedek made the bracha on behalf of Avraham. Okay, that, okay. So therefore, that's why.
History book, everything is not recorded. Maybe he did say it.
All right, in a Chanani, but even if he didn't, like you have so much. There's so much here going on. In the bracha, where's the bracha going? Now, here I want to hear something that's very interesting. Now, what do we do b'zman hazeh? There are many situations, of course, when we're signing brachas hagomel, but what do we find, what is the custom? The common custom is that we recite brachas hagomel in shul, in front of the tzibur, after one receives his aliyah. Now, is there a requirement in front of the secretary? The procedure typically is, person comes, so he says, I have an obligation, I have a halachic duty to recite brachas hagomel. Can you please give me an aliyah?
He's not a chiyuv.
He's not doich any chiyuv. The Farish and Mishnah Berurah. Anyone comes with anyone who has an obligation that day for any other reason, yard site and or for bar mitzvah or bris milah, the whole gamut. Any chiyuv. This guy is not even on the list. A person that says I have to say birchas hagoyimel. You're not even on the list of kedima. You're not on the list. You're nothing. You're a nobody here.
You might get Khalil.
If the gabbai wants to give you an aliyah of gezuntehei, he gets his aliyah when he finishes the bracha asher nosan lanu torah semes v'chayelon ta b'sarichei the bracha to Hashem lezina torah. Everyone answers amen, and then he says baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam hagavel chayavim toivos shegmalani kol toiv. Then he makes the bracha, and everyone responds with the typical response of misha gavel kol toiv who you gemolcha kol toiv sam, the one that has bestowed upon you kindness today, may he always bestow upon you kindness forever. Fine. So it's done after he finishes his aliyah in front of the Torah. Why is that so? So there are many reasons, but one reason that really jumps out is that since Bizman Hazeh, no one can really call themselves call a Talmud Chacham, and you need two Talmidei Chachamim. You need, that's what it says, that the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, of a Moshe Av Zakenim, Yehalaluhu, of a Moshe Av Zakenim. You go to shul. Is there a kohen? Are there a kohanim here? Is there a Levi? Is there a Levi? Is there a Levi? You come Yom Kippur. You know, Kol Nidre. We have to say Kol Nidre. It says there. Anu matidim lehispadal im ho avayanim. Are there any avayanim here? Raise your hand. Any avayanim? Well, guess what? There's another thing we add to the list. Ben birchas hagomel. Are there any talmidei chachamim? We have to have someone, anyone here wearing a kapata? Anyone here wearing an up hat? I have one at home. Go get it, quick. Get your Hamburg. We need here two talmidei, I bring a friend with you. We need two talmidei chachamim, yehalalu. It says in the pasuk, of Moshav Zekanin, yehalalu. Any talmidei chachamim? Sorry, buddy, there are no talmidei chachamim. Go home, you can't recite birchas hagomel here. Sorry. So it goes to the next shul. The scene repeats itself. Any Talmidei Chachamim? Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. So what do? The Sefer Torah represents the Moshav Zekanim.
You go to the nursing home, you have a Moshav Zekanim.
The Sefer Torah represents the Moshav Zekanim. Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you have a choice. I can say Birchas HaGoyimel in a shul, a balabatim, in front of a Sefer Torah. You don't believe this, Psak Halacha, Mishnah Berurah. No one does this. But as the Mishnah Berurah says this, you have a choice. You're a Kol Yungaman, Kol Yungalait. Everyone know here, the Kol Yungalait. I can say the Birchas HaGoymel on a Monday morning in front of 100 Balabatim, in front of the Sefer Torah. Or I can go and I'll say it later, right before they break for lunch, in the Kol, not in front of the Sefer Torah. At the end of the Seder, give a clap. The Gavagukab, there's someone here in the Koilo he needs to say Birchas HaGoyimel. And he gets up in front of the Koilo, Baruch HaTov Hashem HaKim Lecham HaGabal L'Chayav and Tov HaShem. The Mishnah Berurah says, do it in the Koilo. In front of Talmidei Chachamim.
Can we charge for it?
In the Koilo, in front of the Talmidei Chachamim, because that's the Iker Hadin. Sefer Torah, Mandekar Shemei. A new minug. Modern minute to say it in front of a Sefer. Whoever told you to say it in front of a Sefer Torah? We only say it in the Sefer because we don't have Talmidei Chachamim. But if you can go find Talmidei Chachamim, the best that you can, you go to a Beis Medrash. Better say it in the Beis Medrash in front of Talmidei Chachamim than to say it in front of people that are not on that level, on a lower level. And the same Torah is only a b'diavad instead of talmidei chachamim. No one does that today. I never saw in the Beis Medrash ever someone going and saying Birchas HaGomel in the yeshiva. Listen, these are all nice things, but you know, you got to be practical. These all just all these concepts. But Lamaisa, no one does these strange. No one does these things. With Noshim also, there's a lot of very fascinating, some real Haredi poskim, how women are supposed to say Birchas HaGomel. And the Mishnah Berurah, all these details, no one does any of this today. Today, the best they do, Mishnah Berurah also is the wife comes, in certain communities, the wife comes, and when the husband says, Baruch Hu, she's mechavein, Baruch Hashem HaMevaruch Li'olam Vo'ed, that's her Birchas HaGomel. That's the Birchas HaGomel. Shemei HaKa'ina.
Or Kedusha.
Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah Ma'amash, he tells you that a woman, the best thing would be is that the husband should say Birchas HaGomel for her. And he should say, change the Nusach. Nusach Losh Nekeva that Hashem has done for you, for my wife. Has done for my wife Chesed. He calls, says, you know why you don't do it? Because he calls his wife, she's a Chayav. She's a guilty woman. Maybe that's not why. You don't want to go publicly announce that my wife is wicked. You don't want to go do that. You don't want to do that. Okay, halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa. But it's academically to understand where all the makaris. It's fascinating.
I was at a bris by Reb
Chaim. Yeah.
Kanievsky and the women, two bris, and the women came to the window.
I know. Yishnon Eretz Yisrael. These type of things, it's a different world.
Different rules.
It's a different world. It's a whole different world. These type of things with Noshim. Look, you go to a chasen. Maybe now it's changed, but a chasen in Eretz Yisrael. The men and women, they mamish stand around together. They mingle by the chuppah. Now it became more Americanized. Now there's a shtickle more in the chassidim. The show became more like America. They stand. They know. They mingle. They stand. They mingle.
Standing outside. There is no chairs set up.
There's no chairs. But I remember I went to the first time I was in Eretz Yisrael many years. I went to chasna by a real Haredi chasna with all the biggest Rosh Yeshivas. I'm telling you, in America, it would be scandalous. Somebody. In the audience for the chuppah, the men and women were mamish mingling together. And in the front, they were doing the kedushin, and they had the biggest Rosh Yeshivas. Rav Nachman Zvi Figel was there, and this Rosh Yeshivas, the biggest Rosh Yeshivas. And the men and women were mamish standing, no chairs, mingling, talking to each other. In America, this would have been scandalous. My high. Okay, there's a lot to be said. Let's go for it. Now, here's the really part one. This is a fascinating deal here. Now, when do we do it? When do you make it? So today, this is what the minute is. The minute is we do it like in shul, after you get the aliyah. And if you're not getting an aliyah, so you're supposed to do it after Kaddish. After, see, they do take by Galil. I don't think that's so posh. They do the way they write is that the best time to do Bir Yerugabai to do it is the people who need to recite Birchas HaGomel should come up at the end of davening after they say Chatzi Kaddish. Yiskadal v'yiskadash. When they finish the Chatzi Kaddish, everyone there who needs to recite Birchas HaGomel, they say right then and there.
I see
that the people they give Chag B'Galila, and they first make all the Mishaberach, they get all ready, all the politics have to play out.
Even the Kaddish is said before those Mishaberachs.
What?
The Kaddish is said before
Mishaberachs. No, but after the Kaddish, before the Mishaberachs.
Yeah.
Before, where I daven, it happens all the time. They're people who travel. They want to say, they want to make the bracha, so they say chatzi kaddish, and then they do maftir first. They first do maftir. They call it the maftir, and then after the maftir is over, they make the mishrech for the Chag B'Galila, and then right before the person does chagba, he makes the Birchas HaGomel. Who says he has to do that? What it says over here is, anyone who wants to make Birchas HaGomel that is not getting an aliyah, if you get an aliyah, you make the bracha when you finish your aliyah. But if you're not getting an aliyah, because you have no chiv to get an aliyah, we said it before, there's no, a person has zero chiv. He's not on the list. If they want to give an aliyah, Gesundheit gets an aliyah because they want to combine it with a mitzvah. All right, but
this is on the list or on the radar.
He's on the radar. He's not. So now, all those people line up. And after Chatzi Kaddish is said, before Maftir, before Chag B'Galila, after Chatzi Kaddish, make the bracha. That's what he's supposed to do.
Does he touch?
In a lot of shuls, they don't do that. In a lot of shuls, they give it Chag B'Galila to the one who's there. And before they do Chag, it's not wrong, before they do Hagba, they say they make the bracha.
They touch the
sacred parents. I'm out of time. I want to tell you this one. This is what I really have prepared the whole thing for.
So what's the problem with that?
Because you're doing it in front of the Sefer Torah with the proper time in front of the Sefer Torah when you finish laying it. Hagba Galila, it's just not the Seder. It's not there. I have different opinions.
The Sefer Torah is still out. It's still not
but
closed up. It's not anything. It's just
you're making a new religion out of this. You're making the bracha before you do Hagba Galila. You finish the laying. The laying is over with the Chatzi Kaddish. That's the time to say that.
That's
the Zman. That's the Zman. Not everyone does that. Check out some shuls. Ask the guy by the shuls you down, what do they do when they give it to the Hagulu? When exactly do they make the brachas? Yes, I'm curious.
Right.
And the lad, there's one thing, and this is what I really want to talk about. This is a whole fasting topic. So we do it by day. Can you make Birchas HaGoymel at night? So I'll go to the koilo, the night koilo. And I'll make the Birchas HaGoymel at night. At night. That's one question. Question number two. Let's say they make a person, you know, I'm sure you all seen these videos where people, Baruch Hashem, they survived COVID. Very emotional, very, very emotional types of scenes that we've seen. People who were in a very big sakana. And Chasdei Hashem, they pulled out, they came home. And you know, celebrities, they come with bands and they sing and the family and they dance. You all seen these videos. And they make a Sudas Hoidah. They want to make the bracha at the Sudas Hoidah before they go to shul. Now the people that came home from the hospitals, there was, I'm assuming that la halacha, they were not allowed yet because they were not yet, they were
recovered.
Released. They were not fully recovered. Let's say they come to a matzah where they're fully recovered. And tomorrow is going to be the first day when they're going to go to shul tomorrow morning, Monday morning. The doctor says you can go to shul tomorrow, you're fully recovered. And somehow the family comes together Sunday night, the doctor said tomorrow you can go to shul, and the family runs to the house, and they make a suuda, and the neighbors come in, and they start singing Yeshivas v'sashbachais, and the person says, you know what, let me make the Birchas HaGoymel right now, here and now. Sunday night in front of all my friends and family.
And
Talmidei Chacham. You have all the conditions, everything, better than you'll have tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
everyone. Yeah. So, this was a major controversy. Maisa Shehoya in the time of the Chasam Sofer, with a Gadol B'Yisrael who was on a ship, and word got out, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, the ship sank, the tzaddik is gone. All of a sudden, correction! Miracle, miracle, miracle! They found him, he survived.
Tzaddik,
and the whole Kehila came to be Makabal upon him, 2 o'clock in the night. Nice, true, my Shahaya. And they came out of the Yam, miracle, he survived. They Makabal him, they brought him on the carriage back home. They came home, made a Suda Soidah, and this was the Rav. The Chassam calls him a Goynet, he has such beautiful Shahaya. And he says, in front of the tzibur, he makes a bracha b'shem u'malchus. Baruch atah Hashem kinei melech olam ha'goymel l'chayovim toivoy sheg molani kol toiv. They all answer amen, except for one guy didn't answer. Not the chassam. There's another, his competitor. there was a tremendous talmud chacham, another goy. And he said, what did you bracha levatala? You're not allowed to make the bracha at night. You only make it by day because the bracha corresponds to the carbon toida, and a carbon can only be offered by day. So bracha levatala, how can you make the bracha at night? And they got into a milchamta shel Torah, these two people, bringing riots back and forth. Mamash had turned into a war. They sent the shayla late to the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is true, he has a whole true over here. He writes such lashonis. I never saw such flowery lashonis of kavod to both of them. But he passed it like the Rav, that it is mutter to make the bracha. He did the right thing, and adaraba, that's the time to make it. The only reason why we make it in shul, in front of a Sefer Torah, is because
right,
who's going to come to your house to make a
right.
minyan for you?
Who's
going to get
tell me?
Who's going to? Oh, but it's day, but it's not. That's not the ikka. You bring a carbon toida, you bring it by day. You make the bracha, hagamel l'chayam. Whoever said the bracha is totally in a carbon.
Oh,
It's not Toyin of carbon. You can make the bracha. And if you have in front of you 10 people who are there to sing Hashem's praises for the fact that you survived, that's ideal. That's ideal. So the Chasam Sofer paskin la halacha like the first rav. You can make it at night in front of the people, but he also said, in his whole discussion, you shouldn't do something la halacha that's strange. That's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you have a chiddush la halacha, Meir always has these very interesting chidushim. And you know, you're right. But the Shulchan Aruch says, don't ever be mechadesh, do something, even though you're right, unless you explain to the people why it's mutter. So the only tonight the Chassamim says he's right, but no one really does this. No one does such a thing today. Everyone makes people going by the Sefer Torah in Shul. He did right, but you have to explain to the Olam why it's correct. Even though normally you make the Birchas HaGoimel in Shul in the morning in front of a Sefer Torah, explain why. But this case is really the ideal thing to do, and that's why I'm now going to make the bracha right now here in front of all of you.
He was overwhelmed.
The example is from Bashkin when he came out at night.
Yeah.
If he made it right away.
Oh, very Taka, very good. So what happened? What happened? What did he do? Very interesting. Okay.